great weather even when it's bad. This is Dakota Country Radio.
Trying to send the Anaheim Angels to the promised land. Here's the pitch to Lofton. Fly ball center field. Erstad says he's got it. Erstad makes the catch. The Anaheim Angels are the champions of baseball. The celebration on the ends.
Flashing back to 2002 there for just a minute. My next guest was involved in that play. You heard it right there, Darren Erstad joining me now on the AM update. Darren, how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. How's it going?
Hey, it's great to talk to you. Yeah, having a good day here. And, you know, Darren, you crushed my dreams back in 2002 as a Twins fan.
Well, I'm just not going to apologize for that. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, you got your World Series ring. That's got to be awesome. When's the last time you've had an interview where you've been let in by an ag report? Has that ever happened before?
I've actually done it a few times. I've had the pleasure of being on the air here, and it's pretty much standard issue. It just reminds me of home.
Yep. Coming back to your hometown tomorrow to get inducted into the North Dakota Sports Hall of Fame, obviously it brings back some fond memories of Jamestown.
Yeah, I mean, this is where it all started. Just everything that I've ever been able to do started here, and this place obviously will have a huge place in my heart, and I just can't believe that I'm going to be honored with this award, and I'm very humbled to be part of a group of guys that are going to be inducted in, and it just doesn't seem real right now.
Yeah, 3 World Series rings up there tomorrow at the induction ceremony.
Yeah, it's for people saying you can't do anything coming from North Dakota, the odds are against you, you'll never make it. To be able to be part of this tomorrow is pretty special.
You caught the last out of that 2002 World Series, and I wanted to ask you if you went Doug Minkiewicz with it and refused to give it back to the Angels, or did you give that ball back?
Well, I asked. Even when it first happened, we always give the ball to the closer when the game's over, and I tried to give it to Percy, and he said keep it. I tried to give it to the Angels. They said keep it. So it just kind of speaks to what kind of organization we dealt with, just a bunch of people that were unselfish and looking out for everybody else, and they just told me to keep it. So right now, because it's a 10-year anniversary, it's on display in Anaheim, but they said as soon as it's over, you can have it back. So it's pretty cool to be treated like that.
Darren Erstad joining me here on the AM update this morning. It's about 9:45 right now. Darren played his college ball at University of Nebraska. He's back there now as the head men's the head baseball coach at Nebraska, and a 1994 national championship punter. It's got to be cool to go back and to your alma mater and be named their head baseball coach.
I was very fortunate, really no coaching experience, and for Coach Osborne to take a chance on me to be the head coach. Again, just another one of those many things that I've had an opportunity to be blessed with opportunities, and you have a plan to maybe spend some time with your family after playing professional baseball, but when something like this pops up and you're in a position to help a lot of kids out, it's pretty special stuff.
Tim Miles, a former North Dakota State head coach, got some ties down to the area here, is now down at Nebraska leading their men's basketball program, and I've seen some pictures tweeted of him hanging out with you guys at the dugout. Is he going to be the right guy to really turn that program around and get them able to compete in the Big Ten?
Well, first off, I know nothing about basketball. I grew up on skates pretty much, so if there's anything to be said about his energy, I don't think it's going to be matched. And I think from a standpoint of rebuilding a program, he obviously has the blueprint down for how to do that, and that's basically what Nebraska basketball needs. And I'm excited to have him in there. And as soon as I saw him for the first time, the stories went flying about North Dakota, so it's nice to have somebody there you can relate to.
Tomorrow you're getting inducted into the North Dakota Sports Hall of Fame. Have you planned out your speech yet?
Whatever comes out will come out. I don't know. I'm not one to prepare too much for those things. I just kind of wing it and see where it takes us.
Now, I've heard rumors of some very long field goals that you kicked in high school. Can you shed some reality on those long kicks?
Well, I can shed some reality on the fact that the wind really blows hard in North Dakota at certain times, so that's probably why they were long.
Well, I appreciate your honesty there. No, I've heard some booming kicks kicked over there at Jamestown High School.
Well, I don't don't believe everything you hear, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Darren, I want to thank you for joining me here this morning, and I look forward to getting a chance to introduce myself to you tomorrow, and have fun with it tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, that was Darren Erstead joining us here on the AM Update. He will be inducted into the North Dakota Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow in Jamestown. So taking that tomorrow. It's $30 tickets. Starts at 5:30, and then the induction ceremony at 7. Right now, it is 9:48. We'll take a break. Your announcement's coming up around 9:55 as we wrap up the program on the AM Update.